Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive to right field. Wright throws towards the plate. Turner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Turner. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Allen reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball 4. Turner moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen bunts in front of the plate. Turner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Webb strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Turner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller now pitching. Moose Salters pinch hits for Clint Brown. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Wright scores. Turner scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Rigney pinch runs for Moose Salters. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.